Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
We're saying what we want. Give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time. I'm not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna tell. Unstoppable, full original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Uncensored Radio. We are your guiltiest pleasure, and we're so happy to all be here tonight, at least for a little while, get to catch up. I am one of your co-hosts, Karen Ashley, and we've got the amazing Mike J on the line with us today. Hello, Mikey.
Hey, Mrs. Ashley, or soon to be Mrs. Somebody Else. How's everyone doing?
I still have a few more months.
You know, that brings a question. Are you hyphenating? Oh. Are you not hyphenating?
You know what? I'm not hyphenating. I thought about it professionally. I will obviously stay Karen Ashley. But personally and, you know, on in the eyes of the law, I will have my new last name.
Oh.
I'm a traditional girl. I'm an old school girl. So, and then the fabulous Jeffrey, I think I'm old school. Like a lot of girls these days, they keep their last names or they hyphenate. And I was like, no, I'm going to change my last name. I'm changing. Well, what's funny is that I knew professionally I'll always be Karen Ashley. Like I won't have anything other than Karen Ashley. So it's almost like I get the best of both worlds, you know? If you want to hire me as an actress,
it would be harder for people to find you personally.
Right, exactly, because they have no idea what that new last name will be, which is the key. And that, my friends, is Mr. Jeffrey Emmett. He's here as well. How are you, Jeffrey?
I am fabulous. I had a little snafu today. I was cooking for my mom. And I made some sausage chicken, threw it in the crock pot, and I forgot to, I turned the crock pot on, but I never plugged that bitch in.
So you had no dinner for your mom tonight.
I didn't notice it, so it was like almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So the chicken had been sitting out all day, you know, so it's not like I can even cook the chicken at this point. And I'm like, well, is there somebody I don't like that I could cook it and give it to?
Salmonella is the worst food poisoning ever. Like, it's like you're dying a slow or fast death. It's so bad. Yeah, the chicken, that's the bad part. Like, you can't even have chicken sitting out that long. Like, there's no salvaging that mistake, Jeffrey.
Mm-mm.
So what ended up being on the menu for dinner if you ruined the chicken?
We had to order out. Yeah, we had to order out because there was some time to real cook nothing, and things have been a little crazy over here for me. So I've been real kind of occupied with some things, and we ordered out.
My headquarters over there.
It's just crazy. So we had to order out, and we ordered like from this supposed Italian place, and the sauce wasn't very Italian.
Mm. Was it like something I'd make out of the jar?
No, girl. If you made that out of a jar, I'd probably slap you because that would just, no.
Well, you were supposed to teach me how to make sauce and you never did. Let me just put that out there. So if I'm still a horrible sauce maker, it's your fault. I blame you.
Feel free to hop your ass on JetBlue and come see me. We'll make sauce all weekend.
Oh, man. I ain't got time for that. Anybody got time for that?
Everybody got time for
that.
Everybody come on my house.
I got photo shoots. Time is money these days.
I need a photographer.
I charge you triple. What do you need it for? What do you need of a photographer? I don't do male naked pictures.
Wow, you just guessed my fucking dream, because I was going to get naked and sprawl out on a bearskin rug in front of my fireplace and have you take photos. How did you know?
I don't do male naked pictures, and I don't do home births.
Well, look, I think that the bigger... Oh, are we playing a song? Hello?
It's time to go.
Sorry. I was like, oh, my God, we're done already?
Issue.
Damn.
Damn. Yeah, I'm sorry. That was a quick hour.
But, no, I was going to say, Karen, I don't think you'd have to worry too much about the naked photos because, listen, quite honestly, with Jeffrey laying on a bear rug, I don't think you're going to notice much of the difference between the rug and Jeffrey.
Oh, you know what?
I love you too, Mama.
When I say I hope you hit a rock, I mean that with all the love in the world.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't say that. That was Mike J all the way.
I hope your stranger would fall off.
Your best friend from birth.
Can I tell you, I'm having a little bit of another crisis.
What?
I ran out of cigarettes. I made Kelly go support my habit and get me some. And, like, they were the $10 pack, like, I bought name brand. And I've lost the pack of cigarettes, and I'm losing my mind, searching the ground of my tiny little compound.
That's what you should. You should lose cigarettes. That's karma. They call that karma.
Honey, not this
week.
Not this week.
Your lungs
not
are saying,
today.
Your lungs are saying, yeah, that's what you get.
I've been kicking through leaves. It's like 30-something degrees. I am not finding my cigarettes. I am not happy.
It's 30 degrees over there?
It's like 30-something degrees here. It was close to snow.
Man, I was crying because it was 65 today. Gosh.
And I'd be puffing on an e-cigarette, and let me just tell you, this shit is not working.
Really? Wow. See, this is the thing. Over here in L.A., it's like 65 at night or early in the morning. And then it gets to about 70, and I was crying because it was 65, and it's dark outside. I couldn't do the snow for 30, whatever you have.
Yeah, I feel your pain. I mean, I am so grateful, and hopefully you all remember to change your clocks back so you're not trying to, tune in an hour from now because you miss it all. I'm so grateful that they finally, changed. It seems like every year it takes longer and longer because I don't know about you guys, but I cannot wake up when it's dark out. I can't. And I have a very hard time. When it's dark and cold, I can't do it. So, I'll let you all in on a little Mike J secret. If you have a programmable thermostat, you can, set it to do the temperatures at a certain time. I have my programmable thermostat set for when my alarm clock goes off. And let me tell you what, it gets to be about 80 degrees in my apartment at about 5:20 a.m. every morning.
So you're forced out of bed.
I am forced out of bed because it's too hot.
Oh,
let me tell you what,
gosh.
Though. No, in all seriousness, it works. It really
well, that's
it works
smart.
Because there's nothing like, you know how it is. You get all warm and snuggly with your man or your girlfriend or your body pillow, if you're single like me. And you don't want to get out of bed. And, so the heat it jump starts you.
Mm. Right. I would imagine that's a horrible way to wake up, but it's very smart.
It is.
Yeah,
but,
no, I feel your pain because I've been getting up every day at 5 so that I'm at the gym by 5:30. And it sucks when you worked out for like an hour, hour and a half, and you come out at like 6-something or 6:30, and it's still dark outside. Like, that sucks. You go in dark, you come out in dark. It's just like, really? Really? I just, push myself beyond the brink, and it's dark outside. I hate that. But this morning, I came out, and the sun was shining. That felt so good. I was so happy. It's hard enough to get yourself on a treadmill at that kind of time. Ridiculous.
I couldn't imagine. No, that's, there is actually a thing out there. It's a legit disease. I did a poster for it once. Seasonal affective disorder. I mean, I, would love to go to Alaska to visit. I think it's beautiful countryside. But I honestly do not know how they live up there. I could not function, what is it? It's something like, James, you can look it up. It's like 6 months out of the year. They're in, total darkness almost.
Yep. And then
you know,
6 months out of the year, it's sun. Middle of the night, and the sun is up.
Oh, I mean, the sun thing, I hear they sell, curtains that you can, basically turn your house into a cave. Because, you got to sleep. But the darkness?
Can you imagine it being dark? Like, that would be like suicide. Like, I would just be like, depression session. Like, it would not be good. I need my sunshine. I need something, you know? Ugh. Horrible.
Yeah, no, you definitely, I agree with you completely. I need something. But, you know, speaking of, you know, one of the big headline articles that everyone's talking about, Karen, and I'm sure you guys know about it, and I'm sure our listeners who have been checking out our website, myuncensoredradio.com, where we post weekly articles and blog posts about everything that's going on around the country. You're all very familiar with Andy Lopez. He was the 13-year-old that was shot and killed by a police officer who mistook him for carrying a gun when it was really just a replica of an AK-47. You guys are all familiar with that story?
I've heard about that unfortunate story. Yes.
Well, you know, I think everyone knows my opinion on this if they've read the blog post article on our website, myuncensoredradio.com. But Karen, what's your take on that? I'm just curious. And then I'll jump into it.
Well, I mean, I don't know how kids get replicas of AK-47. So,
right.
But still, to me, it's one of those situations where, you know, I really have a hard time believing that this young kid, you know, it's like, to me, I always wonder why they shoot to kill. Why don't they shoot to wound, you know? Like, so many people, I think, would still be alive. I think in the brink of the moment, in that moment, it's just cops, in my opinion, at least here in L.A., they're so quick to shoot someone down. And it's like no coming back from that, you know? So for me, I really question the story about him not wanting to drop the weapon. And I just really question the story. Like, I just don't understand how this kid with a toy gets killed. It just doesn't make sense to me. And I just feel like there's so many other things they can do. They can taser. They can, you know, beanbag this kid. I mean, there's so many other ways. They can shoot him in the leg, shoot him in the arm, something, you know? But I don't know. It always seems like they just shoot, and it's like people are dead, you know?
Yeah, see, that I totally get you on that part, you know, and that's one of the things I mentioned in my blog post was, you know, I don't understand why they shot to kill. But here's my question on all of this. Whether he had a toy gun that looked like a toy gun or, you know, I saw the photos of it. It, you know, really did look like a legit gun. And we don't know how close these officers were, how far back they were, what their sight line was. When did common sense sort of not fall into the equation? I mean, I'm going to come right out and say this because I did it on the website already. Did Andy Lopez have this coming? Did he ask for it by walking around with a toy gun that looks like a real gun?
I have to say, I agree with that kind of because, I mean, we talked about it over the weekend, and I told Mike, I was like, are our youth getting dumber in America? Like, after everything that's going on in our country, you have to live under a rock not to know how people feel about guns right now in America, especially anywhere near schools, churches, anything. And you're carrying around a fake rifle?
But it was like, so close to Halloween. That's the thing that I'm like,
but at this point, as a parent,
close to Halloween.
Still,
I saw so many kids with, like, guns like that. Like, they were just Star Troopers, and they were, like, running around with guns. Like,
you don't take guns anymore on Halloween. Not at this age, unfortunately, it's the truth. I mean, I would never allow my kid to take a fake gun outside the house. I wouldn't even buy one
that's
anymore.
You, but because, you know, a lot of people, like, I would never let my kid wear a slutty outfit, but every girl I saw had on Gucci Mama clothes for Halloween. It ranged from age 5 to 25, 35, 105. Like, it was just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it was...
Dressing as a slut ain't killing nobody. Kids are going into school shooting up kids with guns, when you have a gun that looks that real, why did he have it? What's the point? It wasn't Halloween the day he got killed. This was like 2 weeks ago.
Right. Well, there was The gun was actually...
But don't you think they're so quick to, like, shoot and kill?
No,
like,
no, I agree
you
with you. They should be shooting
you
the fish in the leg.
You can't wound them? Yeah.
Like, they're cops. Like, you should know how to shoot. You should know
down.
How to avoid, you know, shoot them in the legs, whatever you got to do. I do agree with that statement. But at the same time, I don't...
How do you kill when you hear shots firing back at you?
I can't say that I think that, you know, I don't like the fact that they should kill them in seven shots. Like, I think one in the leg could have, you know... whatever, but I do an issue, like, this kid, like, I'm sorry, he was asking for something. At the end of the day, like, I feel like he really had something coming. Whether he got shot in the leg, either way, if he was shot in the leg and the arms, people would still be pissed. They'd be losing their mind.
Yeah,
I think
you know, I would have to look at the article to see where exactly
it
was. I want to say North Carolina.
But you
let's
do
say,
not take a gun with you
kid.
Anywhere.
Well, this is the thing. Let's say this kid was wanting to die. Let's say he was, like, one of those people who wanted to cause a situation and wanted to get killed, basically. Because, you know, if you do certain things, they're going to come shoot. But this is my thought. Shouldn't law enforcement be more responsible? And, like, I always feel like they go straight to just, like, they shoot these people up. Like, it's not like... Oh, we shot him one time and he died. It's like seven times. Like, there's three cops. They're unloading on the poor kid. Like, I don't know what 13-year-olds look like these days, but a 13-year-old to me still looks like a kid.
They
like,
can
I would
be pretty big.
Been, I know they can be probably pretty big, but I just think that they always shoot to kill, and that's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah.
No, well,
it's
you know,
really
one of the points
taser.
Too that you know I think is important is. Kids don't look like kids anymore. You know, one of the points that, you know, I think I made on the website was that when we were little, and, you know, Karen, if you did the whole cowboys and Indians, cops and robbers thing, you know, damsel in distress, save me sort of deal. Like,
you know, that's racist. You can't talk about cowboys and Indians no more. Indians get pissed as shit, so don't talk
about
them.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
No, they get mad. They get mad when you name a football team after them.
And
okay.
They get pissed as
okay.
Shit when you send the little daycare kids home with, you know, the Indian thing with the, you remember when you used to cut the headband out of paper?
Yes, yes, yeah,
the
feathers.
Three little
the
paper
feathers.
Leaves?
Well, I'm sorry,
yeah.
Okay.
Cowboys
and Native Americans. So you know,
they lied. They say Thanksgiving they were sharing turkey and stuff. They didn't tell you that they massacred the like tribes. They were killing them.
Oh Lord, that should be our Thanksgiving special episode.
I did that too.
But my point was
that wasn't a turkey. It was an Indian.
Since when did toy guns, stop looking like toy guns? I mean, I remember, you know, you used to buy them in the stores, and they were ridiculously fake looking. Like, they were blue and orange and had, like, yellow darts, you know?
Yeah, but
now
it seems
you could
get some.
You know, you could get some, but it was obvious. And it seems like now these, airsoft pellet rifles or whatever, like, they're designing them to mimic the real thing. Now, supposedly, because they did a whole spread on this on HLN, they are supposed to have some sort of indicator, like an orange tip,
right.
to indicate that they are, in fact, not a real gun. They're a pellet gun.
Right.
Well, Andy Lopez's gun didn't have that.
Well,
right.
He took it off. Because here's the thing, like, I can remember my brothers having, like, those kind of guns. And there was the orange tip on them. I do remember that. But you could take that stuff off. And, again, like, you know, I think it goes, though, with anybody. Like, if somebody has a large arsenal of guns, they make me nervous. And, like, even if it was a large arsenal of fake guns, especially at this day and age, it's kind of frightening to me. Because what in hell's name, like, what are you preparing for that you need to have weapons in case if the world ends tomorrow in your lifetime? Like, why do you need to have, you know, a basement full of, you know, you could take out a small army. It's kind of concerning.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a certain relative who shall remain nameless, whose husband had got, like, small arsenal. And I'm like, yeah, if you leave there, you can't come to my house. Like, if something goes down,
I'm from Texas, so I've got quite a few family members who have large arsenals. And in Texas, you can carry a gun in a car. You can have it strapped to the back of your truck. I mean, it's, like, it's barbaric. to say the least. I feel the same way. Like, I'm like, if you break up with your significant other, don't come over here because I don't want to buy shoes on my house.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a very hot button issue. But I think, you know, the main point to this, and it seemed like what kind of aggravated me a little bit when listening to all these news sources talking about this is they want to throw all the blame on the deputy that fired all the shots and that killed him, which there is,
oh, wait,
you know, there needs to be
guy?
Some. It was one deputy that fired 8 rounds. 7 hit Andy, and they all, you know, he died. It was one deputy, from what I understand.
Wow.
Now, does it say, you know, like, how close he was to him? Like, was he in range? Like, I know if he was
in North
Carolina.
The information that I've read, it didn't. It didn't say.
Your sister's husband is a state trooper in North Carolina, and I know they carry a taser. So, you know, my question would kind of be, like, how far was he away that he couldn't tase this person? Because to me, like, the other part of Karen, what she's saying is, why are we killing them? The thing is, if they're alive, you can question them.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you will find information about their motives. So I like that in the sense of, let's question them and find out what the hell is going on
right. That
led them to do this. Because if we shoot and kill them, we're never going to know, and then people are left with answers. But again,
right.
I still feel like this kid was an idiot. His parents were idiots. You don't let your kids go out with fake guns anymore. Not in this day and age.
I'm not going to sit here and go, okay, I expect for a 13-year-old to be smart. I'm not going to expect for them to, you know, make the smartest decisions in life.
But that's,
you know, like
why
you said,
have
I
to
do
talk
blame.
To your kids.
I know, but you know not everybody does. Like, it's the sad part about it. The sad part is there
that.
Are a lot of parents who aren't parenting. They're working. They're doing whatever else.
I'm,
and the kids are just figuring it out on their own.
I totally get that, but I can't call a 13-year-old an idiot because
a 13-year-old is a 13-year-old.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, and maybe I'm expecting too much, and maybe when we were all 13-year-olds, we had a different perception of what
mm-hmm.
was common sense. But,
Mike,
with
we
everything
were 12
that's happened.
When the Oklahoma City bombing happened, we knew it would not be cool if we went out with fake bombs strapped to our chest.
With everything that's happened
mm-hmm.
with all of the school shootings that, you know, since Columbine and Newton, Connecticut, and then the more recent
right.
ones that have happened.
I'm not disagreeing with you guys, but
I don't
look to 13-year-olds to make smart decisions. I look to them to make 13-year-old decisions, which some will be smart and some will be downright stupid.
Well, and he went to school, right? Like, this was the thing, he was at a school?
You know, I could not find I thought it was, and I thought I remember hearing that somewhere, but in
mm-hmm.
the articles that I all referenced, when I wrote my you know, my blog, because I wanted to be informative about it, I did not see anything where it said he was near a school. He was walking down a sidewalk, which is still very scary. You know, I mean,
well,
I guess
even at the end of the day, like, you know, guns are not allowed in school. Not fake guns, not nothing. So even if the parents aren't doing their jobs, you're going to hear this at school. So if he was near a school, that's even more bad on him. Like, and I'm sorry, but I do feel like you're stupid at 13 if you don't know the consequences. Or maybe he had, maybe he was mentally challenged and didn't know. But even still, like, it's just sickening to me. Like, people need to talk to their kids.
You know,
they need to wake up.
There's another element that was brought into this in one of the articles that I read, and they were making a point on TV about it, was this kid was walking down the street in a, you know, poor neighborhood. Less economically developed.
There you go.
Area. So do we think that there was a certain element of profiling involved in this where,
sure.
you know, they said that they asked him to drop the gun, but they opened fire within 10 seconds because they apparently, reportedly, he was turning towards them with the gun raised.
If he's turning towards them with the gun raised, that sounds like a death sentence right there. But the fact that it's in a poor area, was he black?
He is of Hispanic descent, or
Well,
Mexican.
I think that's another problem with our country. which brings a whole other issue to the table. If the cop was white, it's definitely an issue for me because people tend to think, like, oh, if they're black, Hispanic, Mexican, they have a weapon, they're dangerous, they're part of a gang or something. And that's really disturbing, too. So at that point, you know, and I mean, I do not get me wrong. At no point am I saying that a 13-year-old deserves to die. But there's going to be consequences to your actions, no matter how old you are. And it's a problem. But we really got to get off this because somebody's skin color is different, that they're going to shoot up somebody. Like, that really bothers me because it could have easily just been a white kid, but they probably wouldn't have shot him eight times or shot eight times.
Right. I think there's exactly, you're exactly right. There's ways of handling it well, mm-hmm. and there's ways of handling it badly. And I think in this particular case, there was obviously other options. You know, I think
right.
shoot to wound.
I think if
Karen,
you start
you
shooting
first,
within 10 seconds, that there's
yeah.
there's that was handled pretty badly.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
I mean, maybe
I don't think you can determine anything that's going on or anyone's intentions in 10 seconds.
No,
yeah,
I don't think you can
that.
Properly. I don't think
and
you
think
can
about
properly.
It. Think about if you're like if a cop came up to you and said, turn around, put the weapon down. Like, this kid's 13 years old. I would panic, and I'm an adult. So who's to say he knew what to do? Like, you freeze, you just turn, and boom, that's it, you know? I don't
right.
know.
Well, like, how, like, again, like, and see, this is where we really need to see or get more records of, like, how
yeah.
was the gun being held? How was he turning around? Because if he just had it in his hand and was turning around and it was, like, by his waist, it's one thing.
Yeah.
But if he had it up, like he was holding it, like he was in a suit and was turning around, then,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
but again, still, like the fact that it's in a poor neighborhood
mm-hmm.
Speaks volumes to me because, of course, the cop's going to react differently if he's in a poor neighborhood versus
right.
A rich neighborhood, and that's really sad. That's a really, really,
yeah.
really, really sad statement. But the fact is, it's
yeah.
true. It's horrible.
It was,
yeah.
This is such a hot-button issue, and I know we've got a caller on the line who is waiting to weigh in. James, I believe we have Joey on the line.
Yes. Hello?
Hey, Joey, how's it going?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're great. So what do you think, Joey?
Well,
weigh in.
Well, first off, I'm talking about what you guys have been talking about, and I'm here to bring a non-liberal point of view to this because you guys are a bunch of probably oh I go to college I got a BA well guess what I got a BA in Hard Knocks. All right, so let me tell you what I think about this kid. Okay, no kid should be walking around with an assault rifle at 13 or a pellet gun. Okay.
Okay,
no,
we agree with you, Bear. We said that.
Him.
Okay.
Yeah. You know where you guys are wrong are?
Where are we wrong?
Okay, this is America. Okay, that kid should be allowed to have that gun. It's, you know, I mean, it's the Second Amendment, bro. Get used to it.
13-year-olds are allowed to have...
All these
liberal
talk shows, all you guys talk about is how we should take away the guns, and you want to take away my Second Amendment. It's like, come on.
No one said we should take away the gun, but, I mean, a 13-year-old, even in the state of... even in the United States, that even if he legally had an assault rifle, you can't have it at the age of 13. So that's against the law.
And you shouldn't be
so,
walking down the street with it.
Yeah, listen here, lady. I've been hunting since I was 11 years old.
Yeah, my whole family.
I started out with crossbows, and I was shooting my first gun by the time I was 13 also. I was a real man. I used to pick up stacks of hay from the time I was 6 years old. I'm country strong. I'm a true American. I ain't no liberal. I ain't never went to college.
What is liberal? We haven't gone to college, so what are you talking about? That's not anything.
I can tell by the time
you're voice, being liberal,
you're
I think
of,
everybody has a right to an opinion. And
well, I can hear from the sound of your voices
like,
that you guys went to college or something.
I didn't go to college, so let's just put
that
on
like
the
you
table.
Go on bachelor's
but
degree
I appreciate,
in, like, psychology or something.
I appreciate you thinking I'm educated, but I mean, you know,
yeah,
I'm,
but you guys probably got
cool.
you're brainwashed by our liberal professors, bro.
Hey, I'm a proud liberal because that's the way, like you said, it's America, and I have the right to believe whatever I want to believe.
No,
I have the
listen,
right to an opinion, whatever
only,
I want
I,
to
sorry.
Have an opinion about. And why? Because I'm an American, and that's the right I've
Wait,
earned
I,
just by being American.
we kind of got on this education thing for a second. I got a question for you, Joey. I keep getting the feeling like that there's this liberal and education thing is somehow linked together for you. What about George?
You got to understand from my point of view. I'm country smart. Okay, you got a broken down car. I could fix it. Okay, I don't think cerebrally of my brain like you do. Ooh, what's this GDP? Listen, all I know is God, the Constitution, and good beer. All right, and that kid should have had a. It's not bad to have a good walk around the room in a dangerous area where he was at. Okay, you liberals, you go to your fancy George Washington University and have your parents pay $40,000 a year. Well,
I didn't go there.
Farm.
Let me tell you. Did not go to George Washington.
I probably went to some $40,000 school. Okay, bud?
No.
Yeah, to get brainwashed by some liberal.
Per year? Why are you saying per year altogether? Because I can tell you I have $50,000 in student loans. But that's spread out over the
course of college. I'm making more money than you put in real estate, buddy.
There's nothing wrong with going to college.
Yeah, and only one of us has been to college on the show. So, I mean, you're not even basing it off facts. And you're talking about us and not going off facts. But you're not even going off facts. You're just saying by the tone of our voice, so now you're judging us. And you don't even know us and know that two of us haven't gone to college. Only one of us did. And we're not liberals. We're not trying to take away guns. My brothers are hunters. They go out hunting all the time. He's out here every weekend in New York hunting.
I'm from Texas, born and raised in Texas. So I've got – my father is has the biggest gun collection possible. And if you want to talk about country strong, there he is, the first man I fell in love with, my father. So I think you need to, you really need to think about what you say, Joey. I appreciate you calling, though. We love crazy opinions, and we love people who believe in what they believe in, and we love people who are passionate. But accuse us of things that we actually are,
when I was trying to get to the point about the education, Joey, what do you think about George Bush? I mean, he is definitely not a liberal, or Sarah Palin. She is not a liberal, and we're talking about highly educated people. What are your thoughts on those two?
Listen, I don't like either of them, all right, buddy? Don't twist your liberal John Stewart facts on me, bud. And listen, if you're from Texas and you're a liberal, you ain't Texas. Sorry to tell you. I'm more Texas than you. I'm Dallas Cowboys tattooed on my butt.
All right, bud? Good. Somebody's got to do it.
I own a convenience store. I own real estate. I'm a real American.
That's awesome. And that's great, but that doesn't make you more American than someone who goes and gets
college
education.
Yeah, it does, buddy, because you're a liberal.
It doesn't make you more American.
And I don't
want to hear
about your, we're going to take the guns away. Listen, you listen to Alex Jones.
God.
I bet you don't. You listen to MSNBC.
No one even said anything
Jones,
about,
bud?
Nobody even said anything about taking guns away, Joey. Come on. You're more
you
than welcome to call into the show. But call into the show with the accurate facts. No one said anything about taking guns away. We just said it's very inappropriate for a 13-year-old to be walking around with a toy assault rifle. That's dangerous, period. I love it.
Yeah.
He just said to listen a week ago. I saved America. Me and Mike Jay. We saved America.
Oh, God. Don't bring that up. But clearly, we did, though, by the way. We saved the government.
We saved the government. And what do we get, Mike Jay? We get called stupid liberals.
I know. Well, you know what? Listen, I wish
educated.
I were John Stewart. I wish I was John Stewart and sprouting my propaganda because I would have a hell of a lot more money than I do. But
right?
I'm sure we'd all wish some John Stewart money. I really like, though, the fact that apparently we sound like we got dough. That's a great thing. I just wish I did.
Like we're educated. I'm glad I sound like I have a college degree and I didn't have to spend $50,000 to sound this way.
I know. It's great.
Thanks. I feel so much better about my $50,000 degree education. Clearly.
I know, because my imaginary degree is equally as important as yours.
It was very ignorant to call into a show, not know what you're talking about, talking about something else that we're not talking about, and
listen,
then accuse us all of being liberals who went to college. Like, bitch, only one of us would go into college, your homeboy.
Yeah, we barely graduated.
You know what?
You
if I learned anything about being in
can you imagine
down
if
country,
he knew he was talking to two gays and a black girl? Woo!
Oh, God, don't bring that up.
Good.
You know, but if I learned anything from my time that I spent, you know, in Oklahoma for 2.5 months,
mm-hmm.
it
mm-hmm.
takes all kinds that make this great country of ours work. All kinds.
I
We've
think
got
it's
the liberals.
Great.
Right.
We got,
it's right.
you know.
Somebody's got to throw the bales of hay around. It just ain't going to be me. I'm sorry.
I'm
going to hire somebody to do that.
I actually applaud him for having a cowboy tattoo on his ass. I think that's great because I'm a huge cowboy fan. But don't talk about me.
Part.
Yeah, he said he has cowboy. He says he's more Texan
oh.
than me, and he's got the
well,
cowboy tattooed on his ass.
If you're single,
ass.
I know two gay boys on the show that would probably love to go on a date with you. So email us. You can go to our website and send in a comment, and
screw
maybe we'll
you.
Just get on a date.
Go screw you,
are you getting,
Jeffrey.
Are you getting James all ruffled up? Oh man,
I don't want that. No, thank you.
Gone country.
I'm
look
good.
At these boots. See, I'm
you know,
telling you, it's people
of,
like that that love NASCAR
of.
And they're like, bring back Yeehaw. It's people like that.
Speaking of, you know, people coming out and whatnot, if you are struggling with coming out and you have a story that you'd like to share, or if you'd like to come out on the air with us here on Uncensored, we would be more than happy to provide that safe haven buffer between you and your friends or your family. All you have to do is log on to myuncensoredradio.com and send us your story. We'd love to hear about it. We've got some great topics that we're working on, everything from meddling moms to drama with your in-laws and family secrets. Log on to myuncensoredradio.com. Check it out. Send us your story. You may be our...
Woo! I can't
you
wait.
You know, Michael,
it could
I'm
be
hearing
you.
This strange song. I'm hearing this strange noise in my head. And I feel like I'm getting a psychic moment of maybe there's somebody's big special coming on our show really soon. And I'm hearing it.
Ooh.
It's something like, go, go, go. What's the name?
Go, go, Power Rangers?
No, no, not Power Rangers. I hear, go, oh,
yep.
What is it?
Go,
go,
Ricky? Is it
go
Ricky?
Ricky,
maybe? Ricky?
Go,
Ricky.
Oh, Ricky? Ricky who? Ricky
go,
what?
Ricky. Go, Ricky. Go, Ricky.
Go, Ricky. Go, yeah. The one and only, guys, I am so excited to announce Ricky Lake will be here with us on Tuesday, November 12th, 9 p.m. East Coast, 6 p.m. West Coast. She's going to be here. We're going to have so much fun talking.
Oh, yeah.
Her Emmy that she won for her talk show. And for those of you who haven't kept up with her outside of the talk show arena, she is an incredible documentary filmmaker. She has made something that will make Karen squeamish when she watches it.
Trust me, it has.
And I can't wait to get Miss Johnson's take on it because
she's
I understand
more woman
that,
than I will ever be.
Yeah. I, she, you know,
and I'm going to tell her that.
From what it is worth, I found these documentaries to be very, very informative. And we're going to get into it with Ricky next week. But, you know, we kind of have this picture of birth in our heads. And I'm probably going to be accused of sprouting my liberal agenda again because how dare I say this? You should not have your kid in a hospital. But there's apparently other ways of doing it. And we're going to talk to Ricky about that. And if you have not had an opportunity to check out any of her films and you'd like to, you know, come into the show next week having a more background information, go to our website, click on Ricky's picture. We've got links up to her website for her film, The Business of Being Born, as well as a follow-up, More Business of Being Born. Check it out. They're available on Netflix and iTunes.
Well, and then don't forget, Mike, Friday the 15th, Ricky's new, she's executive producing a video that's premiering the 15th in New York City. Mike, what's it called?
It is a movie called Breast Milk. She executive produced that along with Abby Epstein, her director from The Business of Being Born. It's going to premiere at the New York City, one of the festivals down there, and we're going to talk about that. There's such a wealth of information. I mean, all this stuff blew my mind. I mean, there is interviews with Ina Mae Gaskin, who is the founder of The Farm, which is a center for midwifery, or midwifery, however you want to say it, whichever is your choice. You know, so, I mean, there are possible links to hospital births and all these drugs that we're pumping into moms during the delivery process that could be linked to autism, you know, could be linked to ADD, ADHD. We're going to get into it. I'm psyched about this interview, and I'm psyched to learn some new stuff. And, of course, chat with Ricky Lake. Who doesn't want to chat with Ricky Lake?
Right. She's an amazing woman.
They don't know. This is like Mike J's dream come true, because years ago he ran the number one fan site for Ricky Lake, PlanetRicky.com, and it was featured in Entertainment Weekly as being the biggest hit and how Ricky Lake's people need to go take a lesson from Mr. Mike J himself. So it's kind of big news for Mike, and I'm so excited because we've been trying to get her on since day one, and it's just, I think it's going to be really special for you, Mike. What are your thoughts? Are you totally geeking out like a fangirl?
I think it's going to be amazing, and I'm really psyched to hear everything that she's been up to in all these films. I think it's going to be a great discussion. But speaking of some crazy stories, because you know how we like to do this on Uncensored Radio Guilty Pleasures, we'll start off with talking about Jeff leaving Chicken out. Then we're going to dive right into some heavy stuff about gun control and sprouting liberal agendas. And then we're going to talk about a woman who texted while she drove and hit a herd of cows.
What?
Not just one, a whole herd. Jeff, Mama, I'm surprised you didn't hear about this. This happened near a farm in Mount Hope, which is located in upstate New York. A 21-year-old driver stated that she was looking down to check an incoming call, and she actually struck a total of 6 or 7 cows.
What the heck? How do you do that? How do you not see a herd of cows?
Which is the farmer's question. You know, I mean, we're not talking about, like, one cow. I mean, I don't care, and I don't know if they have cows in Los Angeles. I mean, I'm certain they don't, the freeway. But, like, in upstate New York, if you've ever seen it, like, when one cow gets over the fence, usually there's another and another. They travel in, like, well, herds, you know. So how you cannot see a herd of cows crossing a road, like, Jeff, have you ever came across that when you're driving around on the back road? I mean, it takes them a while to clear out.
As a matter of fact, when I was younger, my grandfather, my aunt actually lives on a farm and has bales of hay, and I've had to clean up horse shit and fling hay. So there's Joey.
That doesn't sound very liberal. Yep. That does not
my
sound
aunt said
very
I was countryside, and I picked up the horse shit by my hands and threw it at her. She about passed out because, you know, the first day I was there, I'm like, I ain't going near that. And then I picked the horse shit up by my hands and threw it at her. But my grandfather took me out driving before I was legal to do so, and we were driving down a country road, and there was cows crossing the street, and they were all up in the way, and it took forever for them to get out of the way. But my question is how do you get one cow and not stop? Like, they're big. Like, this bitch must have been driving, like, a Yukon to be able to plow through them, because if she was in, like, a Neon or maybe a Bug, perhaps, that shit ain't going nowhere if you hit one cow. And the thing is, it's like, it's really getting close to home, because not only have I almost hit cows, the other day I almost took out a parked car because I looked down at a text message. So this bitch was dead wrong, and so was I. But 6 cows, I mean, that takes practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
like, was she a vegan? She got something against beef?
I love
meat. Eat more chicken.
Yes, eat more
maybe
chicken.
Maybe she works for chicken filet.
Oh, Lord. Shut up. Love me some Chick-fil-A.
I do, too. I went on the Chick-fil-A strike for, like, 2 weeks, and then I had to get a fix.
You know, I don't remember. It must have been on our way to Lexington for the convention that we stopped at Chick-fil-A. No, was it when I went to Missouri. And I just was not loving it like I used to. And I was, like, so bummed because I was really excited. And then when we went to Florida this time, I didn't even stop because I was so pissed at my chicken sandwich was not good.
Oh,
it was horrible.
I know. It was horrible?
Yeah,
that's
just
pretty rare.
I couldn't remember what I used to get because it had been, like, a couple of years. So, you know, that could have something to do with it, too.
Mm-hmm. And I was on, like, the cleanse diet, so at that point I think anything that was not healthy kind of tasted like crap.
Mm. That's a waste of calories.
How do you run over that? Like, we need to find out what this bitch was driving.
Right. Was she on drugs? Was she on the bath salts? Because I can't imagine you losing.
No, she was on the bath salts. No, if she were on the salt, she would have pulled over to the side of the road and chewed the cow's faces off. That's what she would have done.
Like, and I just don't understand, like, how you could run over that many cows just from looking down. Like, you look down quickly to glance, and you hit one and stop. Like, you know,
right.
You can't hit a cow and think that you didn't hit one. Like, there's no mistake in that. It's like hitting a fucking brick wall. What are you doing?
Well, right. James, you live kind of in cow country, don't you? You ever, like, ran into some cows?
No, they got those weird fucking birds there. Whatever. Buffalo.
I live in this city. I don't see cows.
They have cities in Missouri?
You see bison? Or those ostrich-looking things? They're not ostrich. I don't know what the hell they are, but they got the big mix and they catch your cows. You go through their drive-thru loop.
It does not mean I live in Hickville. Okay.
Well, honey, everything in, like, Missouri minus, like, St. Louis is kind of hickish. I say that with love.
I live in Kansas City. The closest farm that I've ever seen is, like, maybe 2 hours away from here.
You know, it's kind of like, James, when I tell people when I'm going on vacation, they're like, hey, where are you going? I'm like, Missouri. They're like, huh? You know, because I just feel like there's some states we could probably just get rid of because it's like, what the hell would you ever go there for? And I feel like that's how people feel about Missouri because they're always like, you live in Missouri? Like, you know, South Dakota. Tell me one good thing about South Dakota would be a reason to go there. Nothing. Nothing. Alabama. What's in Alabama? Nothing.
Uh-oh.
There's no reason to go there. Pennsylvania's another one. Okay, they got Philly. What, I'm going to go there to get a sandwich? No, I don't think so. I don't care. There's no ocean. There's no, you know, Hollywood. There's not. What? You ain't going to go. Who cares?
Karen, what state would you get rid of?
What state was that guy from that called in?
I think he was from Tennessee.
I actually like Tennessee quite a lot, so no, I wouldn't do that one. Let me think of
Wyoming.
Idaho? Does anybody know anyone from Idaho?
No, but
yeah,
they have
the potatoes. Cat lady. She's from Idaho, but yeah, we can't get rid of the potatoes. The crazy cat lady, she's from Idaho originally.
Oh,
and I'm like,
wow.
Again, like, I've never met anybody from Idaho. And even Minnesota, no, not Minnesota, is that the state or is that the town? What am I thinking? Minnesota, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
you
that's the state.
They're weird. They fucking sleep with their socks on. They have sex with their socks on. I don't understand it.
Maybe they have hairy feet.
I don't know, but those girls that I met on vacation that took pictures with sushi, they were from Minnesota, but they didn't talk like, hey, don't you know? They didn't do that, so I'm not really sure. But she said South Dakota sucks, and my brother was just there. So I'm like, well, let's get rid of that. We can get rid of, like, Alabama. We can get rid of Tennessee. I mean, they can just move Graceland somewhere. You know, I mean, we have to keep New Mexico because of food.
We got to keep that one.
Arizona's got the Grand Canyon. Nevada's got Vegas. Oregon, that's another one. We don't need that deck ago.
What does Oklahoma have?
Who?
Oklahoma.
That could go too. I mean, they just bomb buildings there, so nobody needs to go there. They have Twister.
That's home of Toby Keith. You can't get rid of Oklahoma.
Are we getting rid of Oklahoma or are we keeping it?
No, we're keeping that. So I'm moving there.
Like, you just need to absorb these states into other states and just make them bigger states. And preferably with a neighboring state that maybe has something going on. Because really, I mean, what tourism you got in South Dakota, North Dakota? I mean, what's in Wyoming? Coyotes? I mean, I don't know. What's the other place? The one with, not Michigan. Well, Michigan, well, they got that lake. What's the one with the cheese? Wisconsin. We can't get rid of that because they got the good cheddar. I have my friends.
Yeah, I like cheese.
Yeah, that shit was good.
Cheese is good. Cheese is good.
Montana, my brother says, is beautiful, and they got a really pretty lake that you can see to the bottom of, so I suppose it could stay.
No, I don't know. That one's on the borderline for me.
Yeah, no, me too.
One wrong move, Montana, and you're out of here.
Puerto Rico needs to be a state because that's some place I would like to go.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm saying, like, let's trade some of the states we don't need and there's no point to go to, and let's trade them for some places that we'd like
right.
to go to, like the Bahamas.
Right. Cabo San Lucas should be an American state. I agree.
Right. Like, we could just take on Mexico because it's warm there, so why not? We could live there. That'd be all right with me.
You got some great ideas, Jeffrey. I mean, I can't knock you for the great ones.
I think, I think we should
agenda.
We should. We should pair up, you know, Mama and Miss Ashley for 2018.
I'm telling you. Karen Ashley, 2016.
16. Sorry. Oh, bro, that's not enough time for me.
We'll be late. We'll be late for the election.
You'll show up 2 years after Hillary's been elected. Oh, man.
Hey, as long as it's Hillary, I'm good.
We'll be called the damn
liberal. I think we all are. But, you know, I think... You know, Mama was talking to me the other day about wanting to get a new computer, and I think I have the one just for you. It's going to be the Dell Latitude 643.
Honey.
It's a Dell Latitude, but anyway.
The only way it's for me is if you're buying it for me.
Well, I will get you this one because they're selling them at a discount because apparently they smell like cat piss.
Well, we could give it to the cat lady, but I'm
not
taking it.
No, it won't be anything.
Yeah,
I want
a
game computer to smell like. Why does it smell like cat piss?
Well, according to the article, users have been writing to Dell for months about these odors that are coming from the Dell Latitude 6430U laptop. Apparently, what happens is somehow during the manufacturing process related to the computer's palm rest, if it sticks, you know, is out for a while, it smells like cat urine. I mean, apparently this is a serious problem.
It doesn't sound like somebody is just going to smell like it. It sounds like there's some cats running loose in their factory and they need to clear that shit up on the ASAP.
But I wonder how every single computer smells like that. Like, what? How does that happen?
Yeah. Either there's something with the manufacturing process or... Apparently, there's a new fad going around called the golden shower, and people aren't owning up to it. I mean, that would be my first suspicion.
Yeah.
I think the cat lady's been there. There is no way. I would just be like, give me a refund. Like, I'm not keeping this in my house, dude. Like, the stray cats are, like, mawing at my door.
Well, apparently they're offering to fix them. You know, no doubt.
No, I don't want to fix it. You can't fix something that smells like cat piss. What are you going to do? Put shellac over it? You can't fix it.
What do you put some bleach? Some bleach. Like, you can bleach it. Put some bleach cream in. That takes away the scent. Maybe you can Febreze it. They say you can Febreze will take anything away. They say
no, it don't. That shit is a dead lie. I got that liquid stuff because my damn car smell like dog. I don't know how it smell like dog. I don't know if it's my dog or the midget's dog or whose dog, but my car smell like dog now. And I Febreze that shit on a daily basis, and in a couple hours,
and
it smells like dog again. This shit is a lie.
It's supposed to mask the odor. You're telling me it doesn't mask the odor? You're really, really hurting my feelings here, Jeffrey.
I hate to break it to you. Febreze is not only supposed to mask the odor, it's supposed to eliminate the odor. If you look at everything, it says eliminate odor, and that shit is a dead lie. Those people need to be slapped in the face because they are lying to the American public.
Wow.
But you can take some baking soda and sprinkle that on your couch. But I tried it once, but that's a whole lot of work.
Right. Oh, my gosh, that's too hilarious. Too hilarious. Oh,
it's
well, now I'm going to go take my Febreze back.
You should, though, because they're lying to you. They is lying to all of us.
Dead lies, girl. Dead lies.
I'll pick one of those cat piss computers. I don't care.
I mean, how much of a discount we
take out of your photo shoots?
Well, you know what's sad is I just bought a gateway.
Well, uh-huh.
Over the course of the summer, you know, that computer I bought when we were writing the script or whatnot?
Uh-huh.
And it already stopped working. Like, I've used the same twice. Like, that day that I got it and one other time. And then Joe's used it once, and somebody else used it a few times. And, like, the shit don't work. And my mother's like, you need to call them and get it fixed because you only have it. And it broke, like, last month. And I'm just like, I don't even care. It's a gateway. I don't know what I was thinking.
How funny. Well, it shouldn't break that easily, though. Like, there's no way in hell that it should break that easily.
Mm-mm. No, it shouldn't, but, you know, it's not an Apple, and that I'll never make that mistake again. The next computer I buy to match the rest of my things, it's going to be an Apple product.
Did you guys hear about the story? I know we don't have a lot of time, but there's a Michigan woman who posted, she dressed for Halloween as one of the Boston Marathon victims.
Ooh, that's in bad taste.
And she posted it on Twitter. This year I think it was the biggest year of people just doing stupid things for Halloween. Like, you know, she posted it on Twitter, and she ended up losing her job. And it was like, duh. Good. Like, that's, like, pretty stupid. Like, very, like, you hear about Julianne Hough, who, like, she went to a party, like, blackface. Like, she's a celebrity. And she painted herself black.
Yeah, I heard about that one, too. Yeah,
yeah,
she must have a lot of black friends and thought she could pull that shit off because, I mean, there's just no other explanation in my mind as to why you would try. I mean, you know, I got a lot of black friends, and I believe that I'm a black lady on the inside, but that does not mean I'm about to show up to Karen Ashley's Halloween party with blackface on and be like, I told you we were sisters, like, because I know I'm about to get my ass beat.
And then she, like, made her hair, like, weird, and she was, like, it was not in good taste whatsoever. Like, it was pretty bad.
Last year, I had kids show up at my house on Halloween later in the evening, and they were dressed up as the Taliban. And they're going, ay! You know, making all the noises and all that kind of crazy horse shit.
Wow.
And I'm just like, this isn't cool. They've got, like, blood on them. I'm like, at no point.
Does the Taliban sound like Xena?
Well,
right.
You know, I'm not doing a very good noise. But I think they were, like, saying, like, Pakanama. I don't even know. It was just absolutely ridiculous. And I'm like, you're just trying to get a rush out of people, but somebody's going to take it the wrong way, and you're going to get your ass beat.
I know, it's stupid. Like, I've never, like, people are so dumb. Like, she's a celebrity. She's trying to be, like, in movie, like, she's trying to be an up-and-coming movie actress. I mean, she got lucky by dating, you know, Ryan Seacrest, because he kind of, you know, dating him kind of gave her an edge.
Well,
but
wasn't
now,
she
so
a
people
dancer?
Think she's stupid. Yeah, she was on Dancing with the Stars. That's how she got her start, was she was on Dancing with the Stars. She won a couple times because she was one of the dance pros. And she also had a record deal as a country and western, like, she sings country music. That didn't go so well. She has a voice, but, it you know, she didn't really have a hit song or anything, so that didn't cut her through. But, yeah, she's pretty dumb.
Yeah. There's just no excuse for stupid. You know, there's some people, you know, especially ignorant people that call into radio shows. You know, you just can't fix stupid.
Oh, jeez.
Like,
I'm sorry. I just got to go back to this for a minute.
Because it's been killing me. Like, if you call into a show and you're proud of the fact that you've never gone to college and you're redneck bailing hay, which beer? Like, you are one of the most ignorant fuckers I've ever spoken to in my life. Like, he topped, like, this level of stupid that I've seen. Like, you shouldn't be proud of this, dude. Like, what is wrong with you? You're a fucking idiot.
Well, I think it's pretty lame when you think something's wrong with someone for going to college. Like, that's pretty, like, to me, it's like, if anything, not to knock your life and not to knock what he's accomplished, because he's obviously accomplished some things in his life. I just don't understand how you feel like someone who wants to go to college or someone who wants to get more education in their life, how that makes them stupid or how that makes them, you know, like, dumb. I don't understand how that even, I don't even know how 1 + 1 = 2 in that instance.
He was a ten-day more than you. Obviously not, dude, because you're probably doing a past blue ribbon, you dumb.
Well, we know what gets Mama's blood boiling. I really do.
All right. Wow. Good night, everybody. Great show. And whoever you are, I forgot your name already, but call in anytime.
If you'd like to leave a comment for us, go ahead and check out our blogs at myuncensoredradio.com and leave us a note.
Everybody, it's Thirsty Thursday. How is everybody doing?
Fabulous.
This is Tig Cat on Uncensored Radio. My name is Daisy, and on the line with us today we have Miss Taryn Ashley.
Yay!
Hello, Daisy. We also have Miss Angelique Bates.
Whoa, whoa.
I did.
I love Andrew.
and we have a pitch hitter here. We have Jeffrey, Mama Emmett.
What's up? I'm pretending. Actually, it's Whoopi tonight, ladies. Whoopi, girl. Whoopi.
Okay, it's Whoopi Cushon.
Whoopi Cushon.
Whatever. Get it. It's a French Cushon.
If you're fancy.
Oh, goodness.
All of a sudden, he became French.
Right.
I know, and there ain't a French bone in me, but Lord knows I'd like to get one.
He likes French fries, though.
All right,
it's not great. France is, no, not their men, no. No, it's not good.
Really?
Spain, however, very,
they
very good.
Oh,
who, the French?
I heard about them Puerto Rican bones.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know what it is? It's that they don't, I mean, that's why they have the bidet, right? The bidet is the one that looks like a toilet, but it squirts water up your hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because it's so flipping cold over there during the winter months that they don't want to wash their hair. They don't want to wash their whole entire body. So they just wash their, you know, unmentionable areas with the bidet.
Oh, hell no.
Did you guys know that?
The naughty bits?
Yeah.
Just the naughty bits?
Just the naughty pants and the trunk and the stinky trunk, but going on. No, it's
right.
True, and I actually went to Europe in the winter months, and I was told this by a local, and they told me, they're like, that's why we use the bidet. We don't take full showers. We only wash our
that's
hair
crazy.
Every 3 days or every 4 days or whatever.
Gross!
Wow,
that is insane.
I don't care if I'm in sub-below zero weather or if I'm in hot weather. I'm washing my ass, and that's
right.
What a blow dryer is for. Like, you wash your hair, you wash your ass, and then you blow dry it so that you don't catch cold.
Are you saying they don't have hot water? Like, I don't understand. Okay, it's really cold in New York, too, but I wash my fucking hair every day. I don't understand.
Yes, but New York isn't equipped with bidets everywhere, so, you know.
Okay,
I'm
going
to run my hand.
What about
the second? I'm going to be trying to run my hand through somebody's hair and come back looking like Frosty Mini Wheat. So, like, that's not cool. Like, all the shampoo, scrub it, all do the dandruff. No, not cute.
Right. Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, you know, all I can say is that it wasn't that case in Spain. And let me just say that the planes are very nice in Spain.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Every have a field day because, let me just tell you, them boys over there, whew, good Lord, love me some Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should go, Angelique, since you're the official single person on the show. You should go to Spain and report back to us. You could do like a bitch on the move kind of segment. Like you just be on the
oh,
move
yeah.
and do your thing.
I like that already. You know, full report of men in Barcelona.
But wait, Uncensored yes. Radio isn't funding your trip, so just so you know.
Oh,
okay. We then got to be bitch on the move on your own.
Right. We forgot to mention
sure.
you're going via FedEx.
Right.
With a layover.
Okay.
You
have a little budget.
You
said,
figure it out.
But when you get there.
$5.50. Oh, my goodness.
Hilarious.
So, you guys, I was asked about office drama today, and I kind of thought it was a great topic because I don't know about you guys, whether you work in an office or you work in, you know, fast food or a restaurant, whatever the case may be, there's always drama. It's like
right.
freaking high school, but you're older and you can drink, so you get a lot louder and you throw more fists.
Right.
That's my view on
yeah.
it. And
right.
I had this person today ask me that, you know, job skills aren't really being looked at anymore. Nowadays it's about, you know, favoritism, nepotism. You know, is that something that you guys have encountered in the industry, Angelique, Karen?
Yeah. I mean, I remember I went on an audition, and it was funny. I was auditioning for the Kenan and Kel show, and I ended up being on it. But the first time I auditioned, you know, it was like the lady that was directing was Kim Fields, and her sister got the part. And I was like, well, hold up. She's the director? And then, like, why do we all have to come out here if her sister
right.
was on the same audition? And I mean, obviously, she picked her sister. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And then, you know, months later, I ended up getting on the show. So for me, it wasn't, like, a total bust. But I know people were pissed. Like, they were just mad. But what I'll say about, like, you know, going with the whole office drama, I just always feel like when you put people together, 99.9%, the people you work with may not be the people you'd actually be friends with. So it's
oh,
always
yeah.
like, it's just like a scenario for trouble. Because you know, you probably wouldn't be friends with them if you didn't have to work with them. So it's one of those things where you see like the craziest things and you have the craziest personalities. And people like, I realize people don't really have any, you know, common sense is like, there was a shortage on the day that people, you know, God was dishing it out. Like, it was like, he must have ran out. I mean, I've literally seen people act a fool at work, and I'm like it blows mm-hmm. my mind. It blows my mind.
Lord, both
yeah.
of us.
You should really get that top looked at, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah. Contagious. No, but he brings up a good point. Like, we had so much trauma with Lord Baltimore. Like, it just increasingly got worse and worse and worse. But the crazy thing was is he kind of did himself in. Like, we sat there and watched it get worse and worse and worse. So by the time that it was time for us to make a decision, are you going to leave or are you going to stay, you know, he was like, well, I'm not happy and I'm not this and I'm not that and whoa, whoa, whoa with me. And so we were like, well, then maybe you should go.
Right. And
then he couldn't come back from that. He could not come back from that because he basically told us how miserable he was.
Wasn't
that the funniest phone call, Jeffrey?
It was pretty comical, and I was just actually at dinner with Joe, and we were actually talking about him. And I'm like, you know, kind of bummed because, like, the holidays aren't going to be the same. And, like, you know, we're talking about the friendship that we had. And, like, you can't go back. I'm like, all the things that were done to me personally is one thing. I've been dealing with it my whole life. But, like, this was work. This was a business. This was something him and I created together. And we put our blood, sweat, and tears into it, and for him to try to destroy that, you can't go back. You just
right.
can't. Like, I can't. You can't do it. And I feel like when you have people at work that are like that, you know, you have to cut them loose. Like, you can't, even if you
mm-hmm.
were friends outside of work, and then you're working with them, and if they're self-destructing at work, like, you know, I believe in business is business, friendship is friendship, but you've got to you got to cut ties because it's just, it's going to drag you down.
Right.
Well, what
if it's just, like, I know Lord Voldemort is batshit crazy, but, I mean, some of the people that I've worked with in my umpteen years, I'm not going to age myself right now, in my umpteen years of work history, they've been freaking just insane. Like, there is a lady where I don't know, like you said, Karen, common sense is definitely on a shortage because this bitch does not have any at all. Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, okay, she comes from a different country, so she has an accent. I get that. The people that call in who, you know, my job is in the government. It is mostly a customer service type of job because we do have to deal with the public a lot, and they don't understand her. And she's so mean to them, and she's like, well, I have a PhD. And I'm like, bitch, if you have a PhD, what the fuck are you doing working here? And she's just like, well, I was a manager in Walmart. I was like, what the fuck does that matter? Like, nothing. Nothing. I'm like, why are you here? Why are you here? Oh, well, you know, it's good money and this and that. And talking about a PhD, and I'm thinking to myself, if you go to private industry, they're going to pay you 100 times more. But the thing is, she's so stupid that it just won't even happen. And besides that, the bitch is fucking crazy. Like, we call her the jogger because that's all she does. She goes outside and she jogs for like 30 minutes straight. Like,
wow.
We wonder when she ever works. And no, to top that off, she takes showers in the girls' bathroom. Like, she will let a whole bunch of paper towels. No. She will let a whole bunch of paper towels go to the freaking counter. Yes, she takes a whole bath. Okay, she wets a whole bunch of paper towels, goes to the freaking counter, and starts, like, washing her armpits, washing her Pikachu, washing all that stuff.
Well, you said she's a foreigner. So, maybe that's what they did in her country.
No, but they've had to talk to this bitch, like, so many times. Like, you can't do that. You can't do that at the counter. And so now she goes into the stalls, but the only reason that they told her that she couldn't do that at the counter was because she proceeded to take off all her clothes and remain in bra and underwear.
Wait, like, her cooter was just hanging out?
OMG. All right.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
She had her cooter just out for anybody who walked in the bathroom to see?
No. She kept her panties and her bra on. But, I mean, she didn't have fucking clothes on. Like, she was in her underwear.
Right. You're at work. It's
like,
a public bathroom.
You're in a, it's a professional establishment. Like, you just don't do that.
Do it.
Right. And this is the same bitch that has a fucking PhD. I'm like, really? Where's your common sense, doctor? Where is it?
She didn't major in that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what, though? I mean, I don't even want to put that blame on any country because I can't imagine any country does that on the norm. Like, that's, like you said, it goes back down to the person. And it just sounds like what gets me is, like, usually the people with the no common sense or just who do these bizarre things. Like, I always think, like, I always sit back and look at them and go, they've got balls. Like, I almost wonder what it's like to be you to have enough balls to go, I'm sweaty and dirty, so I'm just going to strip down to my skivvies, and I'm going to wash myself right here. And my supervisor could walk in at any time. Like, you have to be, I mean, I got to at least say, she's got balls. It sounds like she has no fear.
She doesn't, though, because she's been in her underwear enough times that I can see that she has no balls.
I'm speaking figuratively that she's obviously a very brave, fearless person because I would think that'd be something you get fired. I mean, you said you have a government job. Like, I would imagine that's even more conservative than if you worked at, like, you know, let's say you worked at an office, an insurance office. I would imagine the government office is even more conservative than the insurance office or the realtor office or, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you say government job, it immediately sounds stuffy, so I can't even imagine getting undressed and washing my cooch in the middle of the day.
No, it doesn't matter where you work. You cannot just have your kooka free-flowing, washing it out, at work. Like, no.
Are you serious? Because I thought once we got the uncensored radio offices that I was going to be able to have free reign of that bathroom.
I will punch you in your cuckoo, okay?
I really thought I could do a hoe bath in the middle of the day, Jeffrey. You're really
hell
breaking
no.
my heart right now.
Hell no. I will be kicking you in your cuckoo.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, Larry? You walk in the bathroom and I'm giving myself a hoe bath, and you're like, "I'm just here to do chick chat." rubbing, washing her cooter out.
That is hilarious.
No, and not only that, but I think it's besides her just being batshit crazy, and everybody knows it. And it's not because she's from a different country, because people that are from her country even say she's crazy. Like, the bitch is fucking crazy. Like, and where do you draw the line? Because there's been a lot of moments where she's said inappropriate things where I'm like, what do I do? Do I call someone? Do I report it? I mean, and I'm talking about inappropriate because she says things that are like, you know, because I questioned her one day. I said, you know, you're wearing the same clothes 2 days in a row. And, you know, I know. And I was being sincere. I'm like, you're wearing your clothes 2 days in a row. I'm like, are you struggling with something? Do you need clothes? I can bring you some. You know, that I was trying to be, like, light and nice.
They can dress you, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and then she's like, No, she's like, I sleep in my car sometimes. She's like, because my husband doesn't want me home. And I'm like, well, what do you mean your husband doesn't want you home? And she's like, yeah. She's like, no, it gets better. It gets better. Because at the point that she told me the next sentence that came out of her mouth, I literally went, what? She said that she doesn't sleep at home sometimes because the couch is uncomfortable. And I said, well, why do you sleep on the couch? And she said, because my husband won't let me sleep in the bed. And I go, well, he has a bed also himself. She goes, no, he sleeps with my daughter. And I go, what? No, I'm dead serious.
You need to call.
And I'm like, and I was like, well, how old is your daughter? She's like 15. I go, what the hell is your 15-year-old daughter doing in the bed with your husband? I said, that not only is that wrong, I was like, you can get in serious fucking trouble. And it's like, at that point, what do I do? Do I tell the supervisor? Do I tell the cops?
Yeah.
Do I tell Child Protective Services?
Yeah.
Well,
all three.
Yes, well,
three.
I did all three, but besides that.
It all makes sense now, Daisy. She's like running during lunch break because she's trying to get as skinny as her 15-year-old daughter. And, you know, there's bigger issues going on. Like, her wearing clothes 2 days in a row is the least of her problems.
This is why you don't ask questions for people you don't want to know the answers to. Because then you get your shit mixed up in all this kind of craziness, and then you're like, who am I going to call? Girl, you need to call CPS. I'm a mandated reporter. I wish I didn't know this shit, because now I feel obligated to make a phone call. I don't even know this bitch.
Right.
Well, see, this is the thing, and I made all the appropriate phone calls and took the appropriate steps that I needed to take, because that's something that's, like, huge and alarming. But this bitch, I think, is just fucking crazy in the head, because obviously nothing has happened, you know, that I've seen. You know, she's still going to work, and she still does things, but she claims that she exercises because she's fat, which she's not. She's Asian, by the way. So she doesn't, you know, genetically,
right.
They're thin, right?
Right.
So
right.
It's
very thin.
You're very thin. So she's always working out. She always thinks she's fat. And then on top of it, she dresses, well, like I said, she'll wear the same clothes 2 days in a row. I mean, she's even had, like, bicycle shorts and a fucking pink tutu. And I'm like, really? I'm like, you need to go home. No, I am a coworker, but at this point, I do have say as far as what you can do or what you can't do, and you can't fucking wear a fucking pink tutu to work. And I mean, she's been reprimanded, but she doesn't get it. Like, she just doesn't get it. She doesn't care. She says that everybody is jealous of her and that she's a fashion designer. And I'm like, no, bitch, you're not a fucking fashion designer because. Exactly. Exactly.
It sounds
like,
she watches Sex and the City a little too much.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think this bitch isn't getting any sex in any city. That's the problem.
Oh,
Here's my thing. Here's my thing.
Yeah.
On paper, she looks great as an employee. On paper, she has a fucking PhD. Who wouldn't want that, right?
Right.
But where's her common sense? Where's her moral compass going, this is wrong, this is right? And it's like whoever hired her dropped the ball. And, yes, I do have a government job, so it should show more professionalism, but it's also harder to fire somebody in a government establishment than a private industry job.
Which is the only reason
that she's still around.
She's very smart. And I've noticed with people that I've come in contact with through nannying or whatever, it seems to be like usually the smartest people lack common sense because they spent
mm-hmm.
their entire life in books and, you know, kind of
they
in
have
a bubble
no practical
where they
skills.
Never got street smarts. They weren't
right.
really around people to ever have that kind of social, anything that they should have towards other people. Like, they don't know how to interact. They don't know how to socialize. And
exactly.
the common sense is out the window because they spent their entire life in a book.
Right, right. It's almost like your brains, like some people's brains only are like right brain or only left brain. Like, I think the best way they learn is in a book. Where,
mm-hmm.
you know, people like us, it's almost like, you know, we got practical skills in life. Like, I may not have a PhD, but I sure know how to, like, figure it out, you know?
Exactly.
I can get a job. I can, you know, create opportunity. I can get along with people. You know, it's like, you know.
Because you are
hustle,
baby.
It's funny because people are like, what I've noticed when I've worked with different people, I didn't realize how socially awkward so many people are. Where they lack that, like, they really can't work with others. Or it's, like, almost like, how did you make it as a kid? Like did you get beat up because you really don't know how to play with the other kids? Or you don't know how to share? Or you don't know how to, like it's so amazing to me how socially awkward people can be. And, they'll have these amazing jobs, and you're like, how did you get this far in your career? And you barely know how to, like, communicate with people, you know, or you're offensive.
They know how to kiss ass, and they look good on paper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, or odds are they have the degree where the other person didn't. Like,
right.
the other person is perfect for the job, could do the job, no problem, but they don't have the degree.
Right.
But
this lady, that's the funny thing, though. Like, she doesn't even, oh, my God, it's frustrating because you want to like her and you want to help her, but she's
mm-hmm.
such a fucking bitch that you're just like, you know what, bitch, you just try and do it on your
that
own.
That was how you really feel.
No, I'm serious.
Mind
like,
your own business and stop getting her Kool-Aid and you wouldn't have to worry about this shit. And send it up to another supervisor because if they're not doing, if this bitch walking up to the job with a pink tutu, somebody should have fired her ass. And if she's talking about her baby daddy is in the same bed as her 15-year-old,
mm-hmm.
there's some major mental issues going on here. And
oh,
she's watching her fucking crotch out in the bathroom. I mean, that's probably why her husband don't let her go in bed with him, because she's only washing it at the sink, so her kooka probably stinks.
Oh, my goodness.
She got smell cooler. I'm telling you right now. You got to go in there and take a whiff, Daisy, and let us know.
Oh, my God, hell no. What is wrong with you? I have seen enough vagina to last me a lifetime. Katrina was spending the night here for the last week, so
I need
no more vagina in my life.
Okay?
Oh, honey, all you have to do is say Katrina, and I know how you feel, because I've seen
mm-hmm.
more cooter in L.A. than I've seen in, like, the last decade. I mean, it was a little dramatic.
What is this,
but she have a nice show, though. It's very nice.
She
likes
her
shirt
off, doesn't she?
No,
Katrina
just hates clothes. She hates clothes. She refuses to wear them. If she's indoors, she fucking hates wearing clothes. And she will walk around the house naked. And I'm just
Naked. Where's your husband?
Yeah. He's working.
Oh,
let's
talk
about your husband.
Oh, yeah, we were going to say, and on you.
What's going on with your cousin? Because I don't know if you noticed or not, but I got a little picture snuck to me over the last week of your cousin sitting at the table with his shirt off. And I looked at Joe and was like, we're going to have to get divorced for a weekend because I'm going to L.A.
Well,
my cousin lives with me. I'm housing him while he finishes school. He's going to be in cardiac ultrasound something-something technician, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I need a divorce lawyer.
That's definition for big money, big money, big money.
No, I'm sorry, it's over.
How old is he? How old? He's 32. He's in the Air Force. Yeah, he's 32. Hey. He was in the Air Force, and he's now studying to be the cardio ultrasonographer. Yes, thank you, Topher. He knows what he's talking about.
Bullshit. You can't be beautiful and smart, people. That's not right. That's cheating. You can't be beautiful and smart. It's rude.
So maybe, back to your cousin. Does he like caramel?
You know, he is an equal opportunist. Let me say that. Excuse me?
Does that involve boys? Like, I come put my wig on.
He may not be that equally opportunity.
No, he hasn't delved into the peen yet, but I will say that.
Oh, you don't have to touch mine. I just want to touch
he can dive into
bit.
The pool.
But wait. Jeffrey. Well, no, you're married, so no, I'm not going to do that. But he is from Palm Springs, and like I said before, that's kind of like, you know, the gay mecca for California, along with friggin' Santa Monica.
Really?
No, Palm Springs is like all the retired people like go there, but like there's a large gay community. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And he does have a lot of gay friends that are equally as hot, if not hotter.
Oh.
Oh, I got a friend. BC needs to hook. We got to hook BC up.
Oh, yeah, he's not broken right now, huh?
Oh, he's dying.
He can fix my heart.
Angelique, so what's up with the cousin?
Can I go back to your cousin?
Well, you know, what I think is funny, everybody's talking about batshit coworkers, and Angelique's got one that's real batshit.
What happened?
Oh, her ex-coworker.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Miss Amanda Bynes.
Oh, MG. What is going on in the world today? I just read, like, one of the other stories today, and one of my other co-stars, I guess, came to her defense. And
why
I'm like,
thinking with somebody else, Jeffrey?
Hey, why did I think so, too?
I was like,
what is he
doing?
I'm sorry.
What did you think I was talking about?
Don't worry about it.
Now I'm really
confused. Amanda Bynes, that's who?
Yeah, Amanda. Exactly.
Somebody text me and tell me what you really thought, because I'm kind of
So about Amanda, I don't know what's going on in the world. Did you guys read the story that she got kicked out of her exercising class?
Sure did.
What is that about? They said that she was exercising, she was cycling, then she stopped. Then she walked around trying to find another bike, got on that one, started doing her thing, then she stopped, took her shirt off, so she's sitting there in a bra, not a sports bra, but a bra, and starts doing her makeup. And I'm just like, really? They do that? Like, I don't know what's going on with her. You know, I pray for her and her family, you know, honestly I do, but this whole her and Lindsay Lohan beef that's going on, I'm just like, oh my God, can we just have peace? Let's talk about voting.
Has TMZ contacted you as well?
No, I keep on changing my number, so they can't find me.
I believe he's like a black gypsy.
Yeah, he is.
We had thought we had her number, but I assume we don't.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Funny enough, they follow me on Twitter, so they're probably going to be like, oh, let's go ahead and DM her.
Right. Oh, my God.
I think it's sad. I mean, she's so like, oh, man, if she's doing all of that stuff and people are seeing it, like, there's something really wrong, like, something called.
Yeah,
something called, like, you need to go to a mental clinic or you need to go to rehab. One of the two, A or B, girlfriend. figure it out.
I want to know what set it off. Like, that's just crazy, because this seemed like it just happened out of the blue.
Right.
Like,
she's never been, that's why I think it's kind of drugs. Like, I'm like, maybe she found something, and she's, like, smoky in a chicken coop, like, bugging out. You know, like, she's just bugging. Like, you know, people trip off of drugs. Like, they kind of go through these mental, like, it will test your mental stability. So that's my thing. Like, I'm like, how did, like, no one just goes crazy out of nowhere. No one's ever said she was crazy. And, I mean, she obviously was, you know, put together enough to where she's had, you know, three different shows. I mean, she went from All That to the Amanda Show. Like, she had her own show. And then, you know, What I Like About You, she was the lead in that show. So obviously she...
Yeah.
You know, had to be able to be sane enough to keep it together. Maybe, but you know what they say too? A lot of times when you've started in this industry so young and you've been so successful, and when it stops, you go fucking crazy. Like, look at Michael Jackson.
He
went crazy when he had too much time on his hands and he was no longer a hit. Like, he put an album out and nobody cared. You know, people lose their mind when that fame goes away.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think that
they're so dependent on it.
That was her worst move, I think, was walking away. Because remember, she's the one that decided, I'm going to retire. And I was like, oh, you don't really do that when you're at the top like that. And like you said, so much time on her hands. I think she got into the wrong stuff, did a chemical imbalance. Because I actually knew somebody that was cool like that and that I had seen them a couple years ago. And they were acting so crazy. I had to take them to the side because we were at rehearsal. And I was like, yo, you know, are you okay? Are you on drugs? And I wasn't even being funny. I was, like, really serious because they were acting so crazy. And I think they're bipolar now, but it ended up being a chemical imbalance. They had something of theirs laced, and it just went all haywire since.
Wow.
And you know, those drugs aren't no joke at all.
Right. Yeah.
For real.
Well, we know she smokes weed, so there might be a little extra something in there, too.
You're retired. Because the offers dried up? Because that's what I instantly thought, was that she wasn't getting any quality offers. So she's like, I'm just going to peace out and say that it's my thing, that I'm doing it, so that nobody knows it. Nobody's really trying to knock on my door.
Well,
because,
she,
I mean, the last couple of movies she had.
She also said that this week, too. Yeah, but she did do a couple more things. Like, she did a movie or two after that whole bout of I'm retiring. But she did say that she's more into fashion now, and she's, you know, trying to do a fashion line. Like, I think
with her purple hair. I mean,
all the rage in Europe, honey. That might be all the rage.
That's great for Europe, but this here's motherfucking America.
I think it's like a combination of both. Like, maybe, you know, they always say who you are is who you are. And it's like you can have fame, you can have success, but eventually people are going to find out who you really are. And, you know, maybe she has insecurities, maybe she's had a mental issue, and maybe just as the years have gone on, it's just gotten progressively worse. Because, like, when Britney had her breakdown, people were like, she was always a little eccentric, she was always a little off, but she was Britney, so nobody said nothing. She was famous. But eventually, we were all like, girlfriend, you just shaved your hair off. What the fuck is going on? Like, and then, you know, she had a divorce, and she was trying to beat the car with the umbrella. Like, it was like this girl was in crisis, like major crisis.
Right.
So with her, I think it was a combination of drug use and she, you know, obvious mental problems. But on top of that, like, being harassed every single day, like with the paparazzi, they're at her door, they follow her here,
crazy.
That would drive me fucking apeshit. And I'm, you know, I don't have any mental issues that have been diagnosed at this time. So, you know what I mean? Like, you know what they also, like, they would talk about her because, like, she'd be walking in the bathroom barefoot, like, public bathrooms barefoot, and then, like, she bites on her nails, and so her nails are all, like, bloody. And I'm like, she's done that her whole life. Nobody just noticed because she was Britney. Like, she's from Louisiana. Like, obviously, if you walk into a public bathroom at a gas station barefoot, that's bad home training. That ain't got nothing to do with mental stability. You know?
Yeah. No. I think that's just cuckoo-ca-choo. And I think she was younger before, so she had, you know, a team around her constantly, and she started to get more freedom. And then we saw it because there wasn't anybody stopping her. But watching X Factor, I have to say, like, the last week, the two episodes, I was like, she still seems kind of nuts. Like, you know, the speech isn't right, like, the looks, like, it's just kind of like, you know, like, that's not, you know, she's not all there. But now watching last night's episode, I was like, like, it was, you could see the difference. Like, I think she was getting
maybe
her shit together.
Like, maybe those first couple episodes,
she looked better.
She was doing too much. Like, you know how sometimes she ain't been on camera in a while, so maybe she, her, like, you know how they have all these shows where they're showing how she's making all these faces? I thought she was probably doing too much. Like, her reactions were too big. And then she probably, like, now is a little bit more relaxed, so it's more genuine, maybe. Like, you know, because, like, well, Jeff, when you first started shooting the reality show, you were nervous. But as the days went on, every day you got, you were more and more comfortable. And then by the end, it was like he, the camera could be in his face, and he didn't even act, he didn't even realize it was there. Like, it was like he forgot it was there.
Well, it wasn't even so much the camera for me, but it was always like, oh, God, am I going to look like hell from that angle? Like, that was going through my head the whole time. Like, I don't want him to get a shot of my teeth. Like, it's got to be this. It's got to be that. But, like, she even looked amazing last night. Like, because we had commented last week how she looked
decent.
But she actually looked
up.
Decent.
Wow. And,
like, she didn't look like butt.
But this is the thing with Brittany, though. Like, like you're saying that she has these, like, really funny faces that she does. Part of me knows that, and I know somebody that's in business with her, so they tell me stories. And she is medicated all of the time, and some of the medication makes her do funny faces like that. It dries out her eyes. No, I'm serious. I'm completely serious. It dries out her eyes and makes her do stuff that she doesn't know she's doing. It tweaks her face. I mean, and this is a person that told me, I don't know what exact mental problem she has that hasn't been shared with me, but I do know that this person, when they've gone to her house, like, she does weird shit. Like, they'll be talking to her about business and this and that, and she'll be like, oh, and she'll start talking to them, and she'll bring them into the kitchen, and she had, like, a huge candy bar, like enormous, like, freaking, like, Toblerone. candy bar, and she just took it, and she was, like, gnawing on it while they were talking, and she had chocolate all over her fucking face, and she just kept gnawing on it, like, she doesn't realize that that's probably not the best thing to do.
I think that's that Louisiana thing again. I mean, they married a cousin over there.
Socially awkward.
I don't know. Oh, man. It was heartbreaking, though, to realize, like, Brittany, like, I used to be a huge Britney fan. Not that I'm not anymore. I still like her. But, I mean, to see the imperfections of her life, and I know everyone has problems, but her life really crumbled at one point. And I felt really bad for her because I was like, people are forgetting that she's going through a divorce. Like,
and she's a mom.
She's a mom. Like, she's got two kids with this dude, and he's like
a young mom.
Deadbeat. Yeah, he's like a deadbeat. And, like, yeah, she's shaving her head and doing all these things, but she's going through a divorce, like a separation. This dude's probably killing her, you know, pissing her off. And, you know, she had to pay him a shitload of money. And it was like, oh, you know. Like, adults don't handle that kind of situation well. So, to me, her being so young, early 20s, it's like, oh, man.
But
well,
I have to commend her
family. I have to commend her family. Her dad came in and took control, you know, and he seemed to have helped her, you know. Like, they rallied around her.
For anybody, even as an adult, to have a job where you're under constant pressure and constant scrutiny, I think you're going to crack at one point or another regardless because it just gets too much. Like, a human can only handle so much pressure. And for her to have to do it as a child and constantly have that on her back and constantly do it, like, I think she just, it snapped. And, I mean, anybody kind of goes freaking wild. I mean, we had the discussion last night on our show, or the night before, how I went nuts. Like, you just, you can't live up to the expectation of who you're supposed to be.
Right.
Right.
And love does things to you.
You know, talking about another train wreck.
It's crazy.
Talking about another train wreck, Katrina's on the line with us.
This bitch.
Vagina shower.
I'm now jealous that Jeffrey gets to see your vagina almost every day of the shoot, and I never saw it.
That's hilarious.
Are you kidding? She was in my house for 10 minutes.
Not that I want to see your vagina, Katrina. I'm not asking for that. But I am kind of jealous because I'm the only one who hasn't seen it.
Well, you are a ranger. That does qualify you.
Right.
10 minutes, and she had her top off in my house.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jeffrey, who cares about my any bitch at your house? Nobody.
That's
true, because nobody's attracted to you there. Like, you're amongst friends.
Yeah, so who cares? Like,
that's not true.
Window.
There was lesbians here.
Uh-oh.
And you know every once in a while I get a wild hair up in my ass.
Yeah, Jeffrey has been with girls and guys. He's stingy.
What?
Yeah, I'm an equal opportunist.
You are greedy.
He's greedy, I'm telling you.
How can you be so greedy? Oh my goodness. Jeffrey, I'm disappointed.
Why are you disappointed?
I think that if we gave Jeffrey the opportunity to be separated from Joe for just a weekend and bring Katrina and my cousin into the mix, he would be a happy man.
I would be divorced, man.
No, you said my cousin's on lock. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
Listen, Angelique, I will dunk your
head
in a vat of chocolate, okay, bitch? Like, we will go down. We will reenact the below video. Okay, bitch? I will show you a big bitch working it out on a grease pad, okay?
Oh, is there a way?
Yeah, you broke my
bed. You broke my bed, you big bitch.
He
might like chocolate,
Jesse.
That might be a bad move. He might like chocolate. That might be a bad move.
Right.
Don't be dipping nobody in no chocolate. That might actually be something people like.
Yeah, you tell your cousin that he's taken and all his single days is over.
And please, you haven't even seen a picture of him yet.
We got a friend for him.
Did you know what?
Oh, wait. She don't got a picture.
Good
please hold.
Good looks in a family.
You know? Right. You know what it is, though? She's like, first of all, Jeffrey's willing to divorce his husband. Oh, okay, I need to get up on
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Right. You know what I'm saying? He was divorced. That says a lot.
Okay.
I ain't saying I'm a hoe.
I didn't say that either. But I know you got a good taste, too.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Check your phone. Let's talk about this TV pile of goodness. Good have mercy. Oh, you know, I saved that shit to my phone. It's my wallpaper. Joe's like, who is that? I'm like, my other lover.
That's not even a good picture. I'm going to send you a better picture. Oh, my God.
Can you give me one of the hoo-hoo dillies?
And I haven't got either one.
No, I'm not going to give you one of the hoo-hoo dillies. That's my cousin. That's incestuous.
Now you a sandwich person?
I'll give you one. What?
I want one.
I'll hook you guys up.
Okay. I said if I hooked up with your cousin, I would send Joe pictures, and he would be proud of me.
After
he killed me and cut my junk off.
That's hilarious. I'm still waiting for a picture.
I thought you were saying that you were sending pictures of like an exchange.
Girl, it should be there.
I'm looking. And I see nothing.
My feelings was hurt.
I'ma send it again.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
And watch when I hang up that all the pictures are gonna come through. You know I got T-Mobile. I told you I ain't iPhone now. Blackberry's
so you
showing
guys,
no love.
You guys, we have Nicki Minaj, who is in the chat room, and she's also called in, and I believe that she has a question for us. So are you guys ready for Ms. Nicki Minaj?
No, I don't like it.
Oh, please. Hold on.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Ms. Nicki.
I want to tell you guys about random things.
I'm sorry?
We can't hear you, Nicki. Where are you, on the freeway?
I'm no. Hello.
What in the hell?
What is going on? Are we being punked?
No. No,
girl, can you do a little super hum for me?
Talk radio, and I've seen you guys on the on here category.
Can you go somewhere where you're not outside because we can hear cars and we can't hear anything you're saying?
I'm not outside.
Oh, okay. Somebody mute their phone if they walked outside. Okay, tell us again. You said what? Now we can hear you. Go ahead.
I was saying that all you guys talk about random things or...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, random things.
Well, we talk about everything. I mean, we'll plan a show, but, you get... four people together and they're chatting and all of a sudden the conversation goes in a million different directions. Why, did you have something you wanted to talk about?
I have to think of something, but I wanted to know if I can help you guys host tonight.
If you can help us host tonight? We don't know who you are. And you obviously have a fake name because you don't sound like the real Nicki Minaj.
I think that's funny. So funny. But no. Do you want me to send some audios or some pictures to you guys?
Sure. You can send them to Unscripted. You can send them to us, and then we'll get back to you. But thank
and
you
make
for
sure
calling
they're
in.
Naked. I want naked pictures to verify that you didn't steal them off the internet.
What?
Make but sure that includes your waffly bits in those photos you send us so that we know it's you.
Right.
And yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in, Nicki. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
We just called that. Tell me, where were we punked?
Like, have we really made it? Like, we're getting punked
now? I
know.
I think I've got a better English accent than that. What was that?
Oh, damn.
Oh, why? Is Nicki Minaj English?
I don't know, but it was like a funny accent.
That was Roman. That was Roman.
She
calls herself Nicki Minaj, but she actually told Topher her real name. But
why didn't we get that?
Yeah.
We might not have been so, offended.
But she wanted to be called Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
So she called in and she said her name was Sunny, and I said, what is your name? And she was like, my name is Nicki Minaj. And I was like, all right, this shit's a little bit crazy. We're going to put her on the show. So I put her on the show.
Welcome to
Uncensored Radio. You never know what the fuck you're going to get, but you'll be here.
Look, I'm sorry. But if that was the real Nicki Minaj, I would have been like, well, do you think you could go send out some tweets about our show and, give us some business?
I think it's great. I mean, if you just let us in on it.
Right.
We role play. I mean, it's all good.
Bitch, I don't role play. I don't get down like that. I ain't pretending I'm a power ranger in the bedroom or nothing.
Ain't nothing wrong with role playing.
No. Katrina pretends she's a power ranger nowadays.
I like to pretend I'm Katrina in bed, but that's about it.
Well, that's role playing.
I could be a nurse, for your cousin.
Oh, my goodness.
Katrina, do you pretend that you slept with your brother?
Huh?
Excuse me?
What? If he pretends to be me, I want to know if he pretends that he slept with his brother.
What? Okay, I heard every word that Katrina said, so somebody fill me in on what she said.
She says,
I think she
if he pretends
about
that he's me. No, she says, if he pretends to be me, I want to know, does he pretend he has slept with his brother?
Ew!
Okay, wait a minute. I think I know what she's trying to say. What she's trying to say is that apparently I have a pretty good-looking... Apparently I have a pretty good-looking family because Katrina wants to keep it all in the family because I do have a very good-looking brother. I'm just saying.
No,
it might have happened years ago.
She's talking about my brother.
I'm talking about your brother, ding dong.
Right. You put her on blast on a whole nother level.
Not only is she a Ranger player, she is an Emmett
player. An Emmett player.
Hilarious. Oh, goodness.
Oh,
well,
man,
then, I'm not going to get into that one.
Never mind.
Yeah.
No comment.
Uh-huh. No comment.
Ignore what Daisy just said 5 minutes ago.
That was comedy.
That was years ago,
God.
Okay?
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Wow. You got to stay away from this show. Girls and boys
watch
your brothers.
Apparently, stay away from my side of the family. Jeez.
Is she a brother banger?
Is my brother banger? No, he got married not too long ago. He's not single, but he is still good looking.
Yeah. Aww.
But your cousin's single.
Yeah, he's single. And he has a brother. I'm sorry, he has two more brothers that are single.
Ooh, yeah, that's
he
got
nice.
Three opportunities. No, I picked who I want.
So there's three.
Are you sure?
Do you like the lighter kids?
Like, it's a numbers game. One of you bound to snag one of them.
No, I'm sure.
I'm just saying the chemistry might not be there with the cousin, but the brother may be, like, a little bit more your speed.
Oh, you know, no, chemistry's always there. I got references.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's hilarious. We are selling on Unscripted Radio, Angelique's Confidence. If you need a bottle of confidence, we're going to take some from her.
Call in and we'll mail you a little bit.
We love it.
Oh, God, I love you. Oh, my goodness. I'm serious. Oh, Angelique goodness. Needs to write a book because her shit is just off the wall sometimes, and I love it. I want to read more.
Yeah, I got a whole chronicle.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, MJ. Watch, all my exes are probably listening to the radio like, oh, my God, please don't talk about me. Oh, my God.
And it's
oh,
a good way to
God.
Put them on blast. I'm just saying.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I put the tree on blast all the time, so, you know.
Yeah, oh, I got one. I'm going to have next week. I got a lot on him. I hope he enjoys that trip that he's about to take. Yeah, we're not going to put in names yet. Mm.
Oh?
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey's waiting quiet over there. He's contemplating something. What
he's
are you doing
to no good when he gets quiet?
Exactly.
Up to no good.
I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. He's on the phone with Nicki Minaj. he's got Nicki Minaj in the chat room.
Hello, Minaj.
I mean, I know that we get listeners from other countries, but I honestly don't think that was an actual person from England calling or from the
right.
UK.
Well, you know,
so
we totally, like, handled that the wrong way. Like, we weren't even happy that someone actually called in and wanted to host on one of our shows. we've made strides. We ain't even recognizing the accomplishments we're making as we speak. We're like, what? Huh? Send us naked pictures.
I know, right?
And then we'll let you know.
Make it clear.
Right. She's like, what?
No, but honestly, I didn't think that she was serious. I thought that she was just fucking with us.
That was a joke. I did, too. I thought it was like, I thought from the very beginning it was a punking, so I thought, well, let's just let her have it. Because last time we got punked on Uncensored Radio, like, literally, this guy called in, and he was like, I want to take Katrina Johnson's, you know, butt virginity. I want to take her butt virginity.
Oh, my God.
And we were like, oh, and I was like, what? What are you talking about? You know,
oh,
so then I was like, yeah, it was crazy. So I thought, maybe we're getting punked again, you know? That's hilarious.
That's crazy. That's
well, it sounded like it to me, because who calls in and says they're Nicki Minaj? Really?
Right.
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 Well, like, I mean, you just don't do that. Why not just say?
I say I'm Nicki Minaj in the bedroom.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes I'm wrong.
I wouldn't want to be Nicki Minaj. I think if I was going to be somebody in the bedroom, I'd be more of a little Kim in the bedroom. Like, she seems straight freaky.
Yes,
Nicki Minaj is like tame compared to little Kim.
If I wanted to be freaky, I'd be Katrina Johnson, let me just tell you.
There you go.
Did I tell you what she got me for my birthday?
No. Well, a vibrator,
oh,
right?
My goodness. No.
A sex swing.
That was her. She got vibrating panties with a remote for herself, but that's besides the point. She got me these, like, legitimate, like, hooker heels. She got me regular, well, she got me the nice little pumps with the black, or with the red bottoms. And women, you'll know those are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got me a pair of these, like, ridiculous hooker heels. And I just looked at them, and she's just like, I'm like, how am I supposed to walk in these? She's like, bitch, you don't walk in them. You're supposed to just look at them as your legs are up in the air. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Katrina Johnson. She's like, those aren't for you. Those are for Jesse. I'm like, oh, my God. Really? Did you just? And she's just like, yeah. She's like, do you think I walk in those heels? Hell no. She's like, those are meant to be up in the air. I'm like, oh, my Lord.
Well, I have a birthday coming up.
Wow.
I'm 8 and a half.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Do you guys hear? Do you guys remember that singer Fiona Apple?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you hear that she was arrested and she had possession of drugs?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, she got arrested today, and they said they found hashish in her possession. And, yeah, like, the drugs were hers. They were, you know, like, she totally got arrested for drug use and the whole shebang. Like, I always wondered what happened to that girl because she had, like, a hit, like, a one-hit wonder and then disappeared.
Right. Yeah, pretty nice.
I freaking love Fiona Apple, like, I really do, and I loved Criminal, like, that was, like, one of my, like, guilty pleasure songs, like, I have it on my iPod, but you kind of figure that she did a lot of drugs, because even in that fucking video where she's in her underwear, basically, in water, and she's out of water, on top of people that are sleeping or passed out, and then she's, like, crawling all over
true.
Them, like,
it all comes back to
be on drugs. She did, she just had to be on drugs, she didn't look normal. And then I'm like, if you're going to wear a white shirt and be wet, can you have, like, actual boobies? Like, she didn't have any. And I'm like, I did look at the video, and I'm like, oh, that's sad. Like, that was my reaction.
Itty bitty titty committee.
I was like, what are those, mosquito bites? Like, aw.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
I just can't imagine you storing any fat at all when you're that thin.
No. I mean, I don't know if you guys do remember that video, but she had, like, sunken eyes. Like, she looked like she was on fucking, like, coke back then. I remember because my mother saw me looking at the video, and she's like, what are they doing, drugs, and they're all passed out? And I'm like, it's a video, Mom. And she's just like, look at her. Look at her eyes. How are her eyes that dilated? She's like, no, she's on drugs. That's why my mom always caught us when we did bad stuff. She's like, you guys were smoking, weren't you? Like, no. We're
doing
it, Mom.
Yeah,
no, and then she'd be like, come here. Let me do the sniff test. I'm like,
right. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, my mom is funny. I'm
telling
you.
That is funny.
Yeah,
I would have to hurt my mom if she tried to do a sniff test. We're almost at the end of the show, guys. Gosh, how time flies when you're having fun.
I guess. Look at that.
Gosh.
Well, we did another fabulous show.
I know. I'm so excited. It's been such a pleasure just, like, dropping in on you girls and, like, getting in the mix of the conversation. I love it.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I love
always
that you guys are always willing to come in and just be batshit crazy along with us.
Hey.
And then we had Nicki Minaj join us, so, you know, that was good.
Right, that's
right.
The highlight.
So hopefully she'll send us, you know, naked pictures, and maybe she'll call us next week.
And make the booty clap, 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 clap. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Cracking up.
Somebody, it's funny because somebody just told me about a class that their friend teaches, and, like, she teaches you how to make your booty clap. You learn how to do all these things. Like, it's supposed to spice up, you know, obviously your bedroom. And I was dying laughing. I was like, oh, I'm all there. I'm there.
Well, I must admit, it does actually spice up the bedroom.
You know, I can't say it's a bad thing.
Put some baby oil on.
Angelique, I think that I'm going to talk to Katrina since your birthday's coming up, and maybe we can all pitch in and get you a poll.
Oh, I would love that. Yes, I would. I got too excited about that, but yes, I would definitely love that. And baby oil. Send it baby oil.
Oh, my God. But if we get you a poll, here's the deal. If we get you a poll, we have to take video of it,